Hey, it's time for today's No Sweat News. The bizarre stories of the day put together into one newscast so you can be a winner of Smith & Meyer's Shinedown Boys tickets coming to town. This quiz is tomorrow morning.
Ooh, okay.
Okay.
All right.
We're going to start out with some good news, actually.
Really?
Check out the 9-year-old who's collecting hundreds of pounds of leftover Halloween candy and sending it overseas to our troops.
Aww. That's a good boy or girl.
9-year-old Libby Stanton of Vail, California, of Vail, Colorado, hates candy, but it's a big time of year for her because she is organizing Treats for Troops or supporting Treats for Troops run by the charity Soldiers Angels. They send thousands of pounds of candy to troops and veterans, and Libby is a big part of it. In 2016, she collected about 80 pounds of candy. Last year, she got 600 pounds, and this year, her goal is 1,000 pounds of candy to send overseas.
Oh.
And if you would like to donate your leftover Halloween candy, go to soldiersangels.org/treatsfortroops.
That's awesome.
Neat, right?
Well done, Libby.
And that's where the good news ends.
Okay.
Although there was an attempt at being good and charitable in story number two.
Oh, I want to hear.
We take you to Nova Scotia, Canada. Where a gentleman in the drive-through lane of a fast food restaurant saw that there was a police officer behind him and told the woman at the checkout window, "Hey, I'd like to pay for that police officer's meal."
This is good.
Nice, right?
I don't see anything bad with this so far.
When he drove up and the police officer was told, "The person right there wants to pay for your meal," the cop said, "Ho, that's very nice and all, but I can't accept it as a public servant."
Oh, really?
So the police officer got out of his car and walked up to the gentleman in the car before him who offered to pay for his meal to say, "Thank you, but I can't accept it." And that's when he smelled the booze. The gentleman
shouldn't be laughing.
Blew twice the legal limit.
Oh, no.
And was arrested for DWI.
Oh, shoot. I mean, okay, that was stupid that he was driving.
Yeah.
But it was trying to be.
It was nice. Almost charitable. Almost. Dateline Missouri for our third and final story of the day. The final story of the week takes you to Missouri. A baggage handler in Kansas City fell asleep in the cargo area of an American Airlines flight and woke up in Chicago.
Okay.
The worker has only been identified as an employee of Piedmont Airlines.
It's really tired.
The baggage handler in tow. The plane flew to Chicago's O'Hare International Airport where it landed. After the red eye.
How did this happen?
He was hammered.
Oh, he was.
While American Airlines didn't elaborate on the employee's slumber, a Chicago police spokesman confirmed to a news outlet that the man was drunk on the job.
Oh, God.
So he didn't really fall asleep as much as he passed out in the cargo hold.
And that man's name is Gus. His part-time job is handling baggage.
Well, when that gentleman loses his job of being a baggage handler because he was drunk and mistakenly flew to Chicago, I'm sure there's a local Kansas City radio station that has a third-wheel morning show job open.
His part-time job is handling baggage. His full-time job is baiting baggage.
That's today's No Sweat News. Tomorrow we get to do the quiz. Your chance to win tickets to see Brent and Zach from Shinedown at the Starland Ballroom on January 26th. The quiz goes like this. I read four stories on the air. Three were part of the No Sweat News feature, and one I'll make up today. If you spot the phony, then you got a great shot at winning.